Anerlobe, Part 2, a chapter from a book titled Anaclism, started in 1972, published in 2004, written by Z. Charnot. We are without history, and with but most meager myth or legends, regarding the fields of force in which this planet was immersed grand cycles ago. What has been interred in Earth's crust or covered by ocean bed is little probed. What substance, what form can be scrutinized? For the increment of mutation or motion which is new, and with what history of science shall it be compared? Observation so unaided. We have a faculty which causes us to suspect there is no form, no motion, no effect of any kind that did not come to be by some intelligent prompting force. There remains the suspicion, always, of the subjective mind that the force which elicited the effect was authored by a mind somewhere distant, somehow distant, out of reach of any pursuit, but one such as prayer. The amazing orderliness and the ever-enlarging scheme of order disclosed by the discoveries of scientists and the living entrench the suspicion and cause, as history passes, reasoned prayer to have more to do with the quest of thought and each hour's longings than some clergy's utterances in conjured shrine. An explanation of the very means of propulsion through the heavens will only suffice to allow comprehension of the stature of this station in the process of matriculation. Very much as a radio signal is broadcast, a star shines, a planet shines. Very much like an antenna stretched into the air to receive the radiating waves was Anerlobe. But even as a radio receiving system requires a ground of some form, a retransmission can serve as that ground, but it must be transmitted to a body attuned. So the Anerlobe navigators scanned the heavens for shining stars and scanned the heavens for blackness, for dimness, to shine upon. The distinction between the energies received and the energies emitted produced the motion of Anerlobe. It is a distinction of mobile celestial bodies that have achieved some will of their own regarding their path in the heavens, that their freedom is greater, the wider the range of energies they can both receive and transmit. An orbiting body is simply one of highly prescribed emissions and absorptions. This is true of any species, as well as a heavenly traveler. The constant emanations of care in inception of inspiration provide the mobility of their being. There was a mingling of the motions of the citizens and the motions of the city, so that the citizens themselves became the circuitous substance by means of which navigation was planned.